Good morning, Maestro, and thank you for being here to talk about what I hope is a celebration with a few seats left, at least, at this time.
Good morning, Kay. Yes, maybe a few seats left. This is sold out 4 years in a row, this holiday performance with the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, and it's just become such a celebrated evening of kicking off the holiday season with your symphony. I'm just so excited about it.
I did not notice until this morning that the Murray Choral Society is going to be with you, as well as the 2014 Symphony Sing-Off winners. Tell me about the Sing-Off winners first.
Yeah, the Sing-Off winners, which I was proud to be the MC for last season, they will actually sing just before the performance begins, right at center stage, part of their prize in winning. So that's really exciting because we hope that this event, which is a fundraiser for the symphony, will continue to grow and to bring a lot of attention to the talent in our community.
That's quite the spotlight for such a BAFO program. Where would you like to begin with the music?
I mean, that's really pretty amazing, you know, because it's an 1,800-seat auditorium, you know, a hall, and the three people that come out and sing a cappella right there while 1,800 people are staring at them. This is nerves of steel. This will be a new experience. I'm sure it's going to be something they'll talk about for the rest of their lives.
Okay, when I go through the program, I see Bugler's Holiday, and I get really excited. I know that's very corny, but it's just something I love.
It's just a lot of fun. It gives us a chance to show off our three trumpet players in our section, and it's actually a very difficult little piece to play. So it's fun, typical Leroy Anderson, perfect for the holidays.
What other selections would you like to highlight?
Selections? Well, I mean, we're doing everything from Gustav Holst's Christmas Day, which is a beautiful choral fantasy made up of old carols. We have the traditional fun things like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which everybody loves, Jingle Bells, Winter Wonderland, but also some beautiful things like Oh Holy Night, the Clausen arrangement is very beautiful. And I'm really challenging our choruses by doing the Gloria of John Rutter. And I'm not doing the full orchestration version of this. I'm doing the small brass percussion and organ version, which was his original state, which is a beautiful sense and something that you would really, a sense of, with that organ sound, really brings in the sense of the church atmosphere, which is a perfect setting for the Gloria.
For sure.
Don't forget our special guest conductor, who I can't tell you who it is, but everybody will know who this special guest is in our community who will be conducting Sleigh Rides.
Will the guest conductor be wearing a red suit?
Oh, gee, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. I didn't see his promo shots.
Tell me where the youth and children's choruses will shine.
These kids are going to be shining, in addition to being on the stage with the hundreds of musicians and choral people, they're going to be performing in the lobby before the performance, which is an exciting opportunity for them to really showcase themselves. So as you enter this festive evening in the Carson Center lobby, you'll be hearing the children singing. So that's a great opportunity. We're really proud of them.
And then the Murray State Concert Choir is going to be with you as well?
This is always a really special treat because this is a very, very high quality ensemble at Murray State, and we're very pleased that they're willing to join us for this special performance each season. It really adds a nice sense of community to our adult choir and our youth and children's choir, but it also brings a really high level quality to the organization, so we're very proud of that aspect.
How long have you been in town for rehearsal?
I've been in town since Tuesday of this week, and we begin rehearsals tomorrow evening. We have 6 hours of rehearsals tomorrow, 3 hours of rehearsals on Saturday, and then if I can still stand up with any strength, we're going to have a great performance on Saturday evening.
Well, I know you'll be able to stand up. There's an element to this concert that is always kind of remarkable, and that's the audience choice. How does that work?
Well, this gives our youth a chance to raise money for the youth programs, both for the youth orchestra and for the choral organizations. What it is, you vote by monetary voting, and the selection that gets the most monetary votes is the one that will show up on the program. And I don't know what that is until the last moment. So we have to prepare both pieces, which are really great holiday favorites, and then they'll let me know right on the stage which one we have to do. And the trick is, I just have to make sure I grab the right score and conduct the right piece.
Well, that would be helpful.
Although I noticed, if you really look, both compositions use a lot of the same notes.
So tell me, of all of the selections for a Christmas celebration, they are all fairly familiar, but is there something special we should know about any one of them in particular?
It's funny because, you know, we get so hung up on listening to the standards, you know, the Jingle Bells, the Silent Night, the things that you hear and we're almost inundated with from anywhere from being out socially or to the radio. But there is such beautiful music. Like, I'm doing a piece by Alfred Reed, who's put a piece together called Russian Christmas Music. And it's just such beautiful sonorities. And it's a neat idea, as I'm studying the scores, to think, wow, this is what people in other lands, other countries, other continents are listening to. And it means Christmas time to them. It means the holiday spirit for them. And it's not what we hear. But the same thing with Italian music, same thing with German music. Also, Gustav Holst's Christmas Day is a beautiful choral fantasy. There are some beautiful pieces out there that bend us away from the very standard things, like I said, Jingle Bells, but it's really beautiful Christmas music. I've even selected a selection from John Williams, the great film scorer, from Home Alone. So there's a gamut of everything. There's going to be some fun. It's going to be beautiful, beautiful moments, and then some traditional holiday music, as you can see.
So, Maestro, are you going to have shells on your Christmas tree this year?
Are we going to have what? I'm
shells? Are you going to have shells?
No. Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that.
No, I just wondered, since you've moved to Naples, if you're going to go with...
Oh, shells for Naples. You mean as we decorate my palm tree?
Yeah.
Things are a little different. It's been strange. I've been listening to Christmas music down in Naples, Florida since October.
No.
And wearing shorts, and it just doesn't seem... It's a little surreal. It doesn't seem right. But I'm putting up with it. I'm suffering through that. It's going to be fine.
Well, I know Saturday night's going to be quite wonderful. And as we conclude this interview, I have to tell you that we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets purchased earlier this week, just in case you were sold out. And so we're going to do that next. And thank you very much for being here today.
That's very exciting because they sell out every seat in the hall, as we know. As a matter of fact, I'm the only one that doesn't get a chair. I have to stand up all evening.
Well, poor guy.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone, and thank you for your support.